Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 749.
Today we hear from Tim, who asks,
is a writing slump a natural event after a triumphant step forward in your process? How do you keep moving forward and avoid resting on your laurels?
Yes, it is natural. The phenomenon is called usually project drop. Anytime you have a major triumph or step forward, or anytime you've paid off something you've been working for, or you've had a big hedonic hit, basically, any time that you have a high in your life, your body attempts to rebalance itself by giving you a correspondingly deep low. So getting depressed after something really good has happened is very, very normal. It's sort of the way that your system tries to rebalance itself. There's really only two ways I know of to deal with this. One is to accept it as normal and just keep an eye on it and make sure the low doesn't wind up being a sustained low. And the other is to keep a number of projects going, so that when you finish the project you're on, you can immediately step sideways into another project that's halfway done. Now, this is really effective, but the danger of doing it is you can prime yourself for burnout. So if you're going to do things this way, you need to factor in actual hard breaks from time to time, where you have, you know, a few days off where you're working on something else, you're doing something completely recreational. And by recreational, I don't mean like sitting around and doing nothing. I mean doing something of a whole other character to refresh you. And that's, and it's important to be refreshing yourself as you go on, you know, feeding the pot in the back of your head that comes up with your ideas, with good fiction, and especially with stuff that is new to you or challenges your worldview. There's basically three sorts of stimulation that you want to be giving yourself, intellectually speaking. This is in addition to exercise, which is super important for creativity. You want to be stimulating your aesthetic self, which means you want to be reading fiction, consuming art, consuming music that opens up your mind. You want to be deepening your understanding of things, which means furthering your education on subjects you've already got some grounding and, you know, delving deeper into those fields. And then you want to be challenging your own worldview as often as possible. And this is important because creativity comes out of the interaction of new ideas with old ideas. So if you're not engaging with ideas that you find a little threatening, either because they're so very new or because they run so very counter to what you think is good and proper, then you're going to eventually wind up in a creative rut and writing a lot of samey-samey all the time. So the way you keep your mind fresh is by stimulating it in those three ways, and also by getting good regular exercise. Using those things helps also lift you out of the slump faster. That's the kinds of stimulation you want to be getting when you're doing recreation, learning new skills, that kind of stuff, all really good. But yes, a slump, it's called hedonic drop, is your body's natural response to any major pleasure hit. Because all the things that we associate with pleasure are actually kind of unhealthy if you let them continue. So when your body's systems get off in that direction, it pulls hard the other way to sort of keep you on the road of functioning. And that's what makes you go, no.
Yeah, I've experienced the same thing. I think every creative person has. I think every person has, but particularly creative people, whenever they're done with a project or something. And I think that leads a lot of us to question our creative careers because of that drop.
Now, don't do that. It's completely natural. But expecting it really does help. Thank you very much, Tim, for sending it in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.